Welcome to the Thursday, April 19th, 2012 edition of the Science Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Düsseldorf, Germany. Let's start with some patches and updates today. First of all, Oracle released its massive quarterly critical patch update, or CPU, covering many of its products, not just the Oracle database, but also PeopleSoft, Solaris, and MySQL. So if you are running anything Oracle, you probably want to take a look and see which ones of these patches apply to you. Smaller set of patches from Microsoft for sysinternals, which is frequently used for malware research and incident response, so certainly a tool set that if you use it, you want to keep up to date. Don't really see anything critical here in this update. Some of the tools got a little makeover with more features, and some Windows 8 compatibility was added to these tools. And in other news, the social engineering toolkit was expanded to allow the creation of QR codes. We covered the use of QR codes before and the possible risks associated with scanning these codes. The trick is really to create a QR code that the user will scan, expecting to be redirected to a well-known website, like for example Facebook. However, when the malicious QR code is scanned, the URL will redirect the user to a malicious copy of that well-known site, essentially easing a phishing attack. By integrating the QR code creation into the toolkit, it is now easier to make the URL for the QR code match whatever URL the site uses that you used creating the social engineering toolkit. And for a while now, Google has notified webmasters if it found malware on a site while spidering. It also added those sites to its safe browsing blacklist, so if someone went to the site, they got in their browser a warning message. This week, Google expanded this program. It will now notify webmasters not just if they find malware directly on the site, but also if they find redirects to malware on a particular site. As part of a first notification run, Google notified 20,000 sites, according to a Twitter message. Now, you may wonder, how do they know how to reach me? And one way you can make sure that Google has good contact information about a site that you manage is to make sure that you sign up for Google Webmaster Tools. It's free. You don't have to add any JavaScript or such to your site like you have with Google Analytics. So it's not where you have any privacy issues here, but it gives you more insight into the spidering that Google does on your site. It will alert you if there is a malware found. And then you also, if by mistake a page gets spidered that you don't want to have sitting in Google's cache, it makes it a little bit easier and faster to have that page removed if you already have a Google Webmaster account for the particular site. And then a new website, or actually it's really more software, web software, was released, Cerobin. It's taking a new spin on the Pastebin concept. Now we all like Pastebin. You can paste little snippets of code on the site, either sort of as a little notepad for yourself or to exchange code with others. Now the problem, of course, is that it's all out in the open. With Cerobin, the actual paste or the little snippet that you are pasting to the site is encrypted on the browser, so on the client before it is posted to the site. In order to retrieve the code, you then have to provide the same key again, and you can do that as part of the URL, but that URL is actually not sent to the site. it will just again be used on the client in order to decrypt the code. Interesting concept. Like I said, the software is free to download for everybody, so you can experiment and play with it. There's still a certain risk that, of course, these URLs, including the key, will leak, but I kind of like the concept that everything is done on the client. One possible problem with that is one thing we saw with Pastebin, that it's being used a lot to exchange or post data dumps that were stolen from various websites. And of course, Pastebin now started to remove some of them. With Cerebin, that wouldn't really be possible because whoever operates that website has no idea what is really being posted to the site. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.